So did you watch Tito Mboweni's budget yesterday? A very fine line for him. Disappointing. No cannabis plant, as we had predicted from Tito Mboweni. But the key takeouts from the budget for me, my executive summary, if you like, the reprioritized money going to vaccines, more than 10 billion rand will go to buying vaccines over the next 2 years. Tax adjustments, giving relief to low and middle income earners. So no additional taxes for the wealthy or for anyone really. No wealth tax, as some had predicted. On the downside, there was a cut in social grants by giving some below inflation increases, only around 1%. We'll talk about that in the next few minutes. And then sin taxes, also very concerning for the liquor industry, specifically also the tobacco industry, considering the bans that we've seen there and the knock-on effects and the concern that this will have around the illicit industry as well. So the liquor industry really expressing grave concern. Let's speak now to Lucky Ntumane, who is the National Liquor Traders Council National Convener. Lucky, we never really have good news to speak about for you, unfortunately. So welcome back and thanks for agreeing to come back. I imagine as the liquor industry, you are less than thrilled about the fact that we are seeing an increase in sin taxes again.
Good afternoon, Mandy, and thank you for the opportunity once again, and good afternoon to 702 listeners. Look, we are disappointed by the development in regards to the speech yesterday by the Minister of Finance. You know, I think for us, the border is the above inflation increase of 8%. You know, we feel that, you know, these tax adjustments do not take into consideration a significant increase in the size and efficiency of the illicit market that has grown during the sales bans. But also, you know, we feel that, you know, government is trying to milk a cow that is actually selling to a slaughterhouse. We feel that, you know, we should have had engagements and look at ways in which we can minimize, you know, the tax burden that is now accounted for to the liquor industry. We feel that it's an unfair announcement by the minister.
The minister is saying that it does come down to health reasons as well, that we saw the benefits of closing the liquor market and the impact on the health sector. Your reaction to that?
I think the shotgun approach is one where people seek to cut off your head off because you've got a headache. If it's health matter, I mean, what are the aspects of health that you want to address by increasing the tax base by a further 8% on excise? Because we must understand that this has a ripple effect, you know, on the entire value chain. So it means that the taverns that have been struggling to recover now are going to have to sell their product at a much higher price, meaning that, you know, their revenue base is going to be eroded. We foresee a situation where a lot of these taverns are going to struggle to keep their doors open. We do not think that this was a wise move. We felt that, you know, that at least engagement should have happened, taken place between the ministry and as well as the alcohol industry to find ways in which we can balance the issue of ensuring that, you know, the tax collection of the country is not compromised, but also that the industry is not destroyed. You know, this seems to be the behavior and the action of government to want to really destroy the industry.
Lucky, this very much comes down to the illicit industry. We saw during the lockdown period that the illicit trade was definitely boosted. We saw new trade routes being established in both the tobacco and the liquor industries. And this is the concern, right, is that people are going to find the products anyway, and they're not going to pay tax on the legal options because they're going to take the illegal route.
Yes, in fact, I think the achievement of the minister is actually to boost the illegal market. I think those are the people that are celebrating. But also, the fact that alcohol is going to be more expensive means that people are going to turn into not just illicit, but, you know, dangerous products that are manufactured, you know, in someone's garage. So those people that, you know, want to enjoy liquor in a responsible manner will then need to consider whether they buy liquor at the more expensive level, or they buy, you know, at those corner shady places that, you know, we always discourage our people to go and seek alcohol from. So it is really very challenging that, you know, we have a situation that doesn't actually promote that we continue with the agenda of responsible trading, but seeks to channel consumers towards the illicit market and also dangerous goods that are passed out as original products.
Lucky Ntumane, the National Liquor Traders Council National Convener, thank you very much for your time today. So in case you missed it, Tito Mboweni saying that a 340ml can of beer or cider will cost an extra 14 cents, a 750ml bottle of wine now costing an extra 26 cents, a 750ml bottle of sparkling wine will be an extra 86 cents, and a bottle of 750ml spirits, including whiskey, gin or vodka, this is the big one, has increased by 5 rand 50. Your thoughts on that?